Jajanaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivar Dhari Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Par Paramahansa Paribroja Kacharya Stathara Sata Shishi Maharaj Divine Grace Lahesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Go Gop Gopina Shamakunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrinda Vrindavan Dhama ki, Shri Mayapur Dhama ki, Ganga Maya ki, Jamuna Maya ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Tulasi Devi ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mrisha Dharmasya Haryasid Dambham Mayam Chashatruhan Asuta Mitunam Tattu Niritir Jagrihe Praja Mrisha Dharmasya Bharasid Dambham Mayam Chashatruhan Asutamitonam tuttatu. Niritir jagrihe prajaha. Mrishadharamasya bharasid. Dambham mayam cha shatruhan. Asutamitonam tattu. Niritir jagrihe praja. Mrisha, Adharamasya, of irreligion, Bharaya, wife, Asit, was, Dambham, bluffing, Mayam, cheating, Cha, and Shatruhan, O slayer of enemies. Astu, produced, mitunam, combination, tat, that, tu, but, niritri, jagrihe, took, aprajaha, being childish, being childless. Translation. Another son of Lord Brahma was irreligion, whose wife's name was falsity. From their combination were born two demons named Dumba, or bluffing, and Maya, or cheating. These two demons were taken by a demon named Niritri, who had no children. Purport. It is understood herein that Adharma, irreligion, was also a son of Brahma, and married his sister, Mrisha. This is the beginning of sex life between brother and sister. This unnatural combination of sex life can be possible in human society only where there is Adharma, or irreligion. It is understood that in the beginning of creation, Brahma created not only saintly sons like Sanatana, Narada, but also demoniac offsprings like Niritri, Adharma, Dumba, and falsity. Everything was created by Brahma in the beginning. Regarding Narada, it is understood that because his previous life was very pious and his association very good, he was born as Narada. Others were also born in their own capacities, according to their backgrounds. The law of karma continues birth after birth, and when there is a new creation, the same karma comes back with the living entities. They are born in different capacities according to karma, even though their father is originally Brahma, who is the exalted qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's another story of Yamaraj and his sister, Yamuna Devi. They're both the brother and sister, children of the sun god. So because they're, you know, very qualified, and being brother and sister had very similar natures, then Yamuna Devi asked Yamaraj that since, you know, marriage means of partners that are very equally matched, and we're equally matched, so wouldn't it be proper that we get married? So then Dharmaraj then mentioned that no, this is, you know, for the animals. Animals may marry brother and sister, but human beings, they don't. So we see here, same situation, but different results between Dharma and his sister, and Adharma and his sister. Right? So Prabhupada's making the point, only when there's Adharma, then can all kinds of, you know, strange and wonderful sexual relationships be established. Otherwise, if there's dharma, then things go smoothly. Mistake is made that sex life and children, this is for our own purpose. But we forget that the living entity that is produced is a separate living entity than us. There's a difference between kids and, let's say, accessories like that. It's a fine line, I know, but in actuality, there's a difference because, you know, your Porsche doesn't think. You know, maybe it has a computer chip and does a lot of stuff and talks to you, but still it doesn't think, right? It's not conscious. But children are. So that means then the procreation of children is more happening than simply our own interest, our own idea. And we see that when the irreligion is the prominent element in society, then this is forgotten. It's forgotten that there's something more there. In other words, the human being is here for spiritual upliftment. And everything being connected to the Lord and coming from the Lord can be connected and be spiritual. Therefore, even producing children, raising children, can be a spiritual endeavor. And so, this lack of understanding, then we think it's all about ourselves. That whatever we're doing is for our pleasure, rather than for the Lord. And so then, we'll take up situations that aren't correct, aren't ideal. Right? The problem is not that senses are coming in contact with the sense objects, and it produces some kind of experience. That's not the problem. The problem is we take that as for ourselves. Right? Just like, is there any problem with bhoga? Right? You have a plate of bhoga, right? Nicely cooked, nicely arranged. Is it a problem? Is there something wrong here? Is there some sin? It only is if you eat it. If you take it, offer it to Krishna, then it's nice. Right? So the point is, if it's connection to Krishna, your connection with it, then is not a problem. But if it's not connected to Krishna, then your connection with it is a problem. So this is the point, is that senses and samsharas aren't the problem. If the point is that sense and sense object, is that experience connected to Krishna? That's the point. And then, do you have some connection with that combination, with that experience? Right? If you do, fine. If you don't, you don't. Right? On regular days, there's prasadam, so it's Krishna, right? And then we connect ourselves with that, it's fine. But let's say it's a codicy and it's prasad, but it's grains. So even though it's Krishna, right, the process of eating is also spiritual. But in this case, we don't have a connection with Krishna in the form of grains on a codicy. Does that make sense? You know, just like the deity. You have a relationship with the deity, but not at night once the deity has gone to rest. It's not your business to come in and start up a conversation and say, hey, you know, like it's not our business. Right? So the point is this discrimination, to be able to tell what is for us and what is not. Right? This is the point. Now it's worked out. Okay, this is right, this is wrong. It's worked out for you, right? You tell the kid, don't touch the fire, right? It's wrong. Okay, so.